So you got a preseason game in last year. You get one early this year. How do you compare? And I guess from our standpoint, you played well. So how did it feel for you?
Yeah, I think I was a lot more confident. And, you know, it definitely helps being a year older another summer of training. And then, you know, just being a little quicker out there, quicker passes, quicker decision making. And, you know, I thought overall it was a solid game.
Was the speed aspect, your footwork, one of the things that you focused on? Because it looked like it on the ice that you were a little quicker.
Yeah, for sure. I think being a big guy, you got to be able to move. You know, there's no really room for those, you know, big guys who can't skate anymore. So you got to be able to move, and the game's fast. So I definitely focus on it a lot this summer.
How did you do that? What do you do to improve your foot speed?
So a lot of stuff at the field, like track work and sprints and change of direction. And you know, we do a lot of shuttle runs and stuff like that. But just stuff working on your feet, crossing over and into a sprint. So you know, I think a lot of stuff like that helps. And then just keep getting stronger because more powerful.
And do you time yourself at all? Do you know how much quicker you might be? Or
Yeah, we got gates out there. So we're trying to, you know, there's a good group of us who go and do the workouts, and you know, we have races against each other, and you definitely get to see over the summer, you know, if you're getting quicker or not.
And what did the results tell you?
Yeah, I definitely got a little quicker, you know, my sprint speed, and I think I did on the on-ice testing too, so, you know, it transferred over well.
Where was that happening? Like, where did you do that?
I train at Depth Training in Waterloo with Dave Edgeworth and Justin Brooks.
A lot of people don't realize that you're slapping on sneakers to get ready for the hockey season. It's, I mean, they would automatically think that you got to be on ice on blades, but it's just another tool you guys use, I guess.
Yeah, for sure. I think that's one of the biggest parts of being a good pro is your off-ice training in the summer and getting better. It's not like the old days where you can just show up to camp and start getting in shape. Then you got to come ready to work, and I thought I did a pretty good job this summer.
Does it feel different though, trying to get that quickness though when you slap on the blades, or is it still the same motion, the still sort of technique?
Yeah, I think it's a little bit different motion, but you know, you're still, your hips are stronger when you're sprinting, and you need your hips when you're skating to pull those legs back in. So it does transfer over, and you can notice a difference for sure.
I know it's only one preseason game, but how gratifying is it to know that hard work during the summer paid off in the first 60-minute chance that you get a chance to show the management what you did?
Yeah, for sure. I think, you know, it's a good step in the right direction, and you, you know, kind of see where you're at, and I felt pretty good out there. So hopefully I can get in a few more games and keep it going.
So what's this camp all about for you? What's your goal?
Make the NHL. I think it's, you know, it's every guy's dream here to play in the NHL, or every guy's goal. And, you know, it's definitely mine too. So, you know, they got a lot of depth at D, but I'm still going to try and prove myself and, you know, try and crack a lineup.
How do your chances feel this year compared to, say, the Logan Stanley of year one here?
Yeah, I think they're obviously better. You're 2 years older from year one and a lot more experience, but you just got to come to the rink with a good attitude every day and work as hard as you can, and the chips will fall into place.
It's a unique situation here, Logan, as you're well aware, that even if you didn't make the big club, you've got another pro organization right here in this building and under the watchful eye of the guys that you have to impress. So what's that like that you've got an opportunity to make either club?
Yeah, I think it's awesome that they're in the same city. It makes it easier for the players, whether you're going up and down or you want to go and catch a game or anything like that. And you're definitely getting watched every night pretty closely because it is in the same city. So I think it's good for us, and you know, we're pretty lucky to have it in the same city.
Polly, go ahead.
Can you see that maybe they'd want you to become a dominant AHL player first? And what would you think of that plan?
Yeah, I think you know, they definitely are going to have the right, you know, mindset for me in becoming an NHL player. So I just got to trust what they think's right, and if that's what they want to do, I'll be okay with that. And you know, work as hard as I can to get up.
And you've seen guys like Josh Morrissey take the same route, and it's worked.
Yeah, for sure. I think there's a stat in the locker room, over 80% of NHL players have played in the American Hockey League. So it's still a very good league, and it's highly competitive.
Where'd you see that stat?
I think it's in the dressing room.
Posted somewhere?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.